This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 24. Lupe, Suzette, and Isabel had arrived in time to watch Mac's second trip, and the group burst into applause as she landed off the single oxer to end her course. Ryan clapped hard and then turned to Tally. "Okay, so I want you to try something in this next round," he said. "I want you to try smiling." "What, like when I come out of the ring?" Tally asked. "No, while you're in the ring," said Ryan. "You're riding a little stiff today, which is not the norm for you. That's why Cam is hopping at the ends of the ring. Your body is stiff, and you're driving him forward with your seat, and sometimes too much leg. Like in the line where you rubbed the oxer, right?" Tally nodded. "That's why I'm asking you to smile. Smiling forces you to relax your body. Do it when you feel tense, or any time you think of it, really." Tally felt herself relax a little, even when he said that. Figuring out why Cam was behaving this way was a good start. "You can also count your 1-2-1-2 out loud if you'd like. Whispering it to yourself will also force you to breathe." "It's just another horse show, Tally. Try not to let the idea of it being Florida get into your head." "Okay," she said. "Winning is great, but making sure you're having fun is the top priority. That's why we do this, right?" said Ryan, giving Cam a pat. The rider who went in after Mac was now coming out. "You remember this trip? Yellow flowers, outside line in 5, single oxer, judge's line, diagonal in 6. Tally nodded again. "Try it right now. Smile," Ryan said. Tally felt herself turning red as she forced a grin and took a breath. "See? Your whole body just changed, and so did Cam's expression. I don't care how silly it feels. Think about smiling as often as you possibly can during this trip, and have fun," he added. Tally and Cam were on the short side of the ring, about to turn to the first jump, when she felt his body tense, like he wanted to hop again. So she smiled, a big, dumb, goofy smile. Cam instantly relaxed. They turned toward their first jump, and Tally kept smiling. It was almost a nice reminder from her face to her brain that this was fun. Cam was a good boy. She might as well enjoy the ride. The second trip went a whole lot better than the first. Tally relaxed enough that she actually had time to think on course. As they approached the single oxer, it occurred to Tally that the last few horses and ponies she rode might have found it spooky and tried to suck back. On Cameron, all the jumps were all kind of the same, in a good way. "Well, that was a heck of a lot better," said Ryan as Tally came out of the ring. She was still smiling. "He didn't hop once because you relaxed your body and you kept breathing, right? I'm proud of you, Tal. Way to turn that around. Why don't you hop down so Lupe can take off Cam's martingale for the hack?" Tally dismounted and looked away from Ryan. She felt that familiar about-to-cry feeling bubbling up, and wanted so badly to push it back down. "We've got 6 more horses with 2 trips each before we go under saddle," the announcer said. "I only have 2 of you checked in. If you're doing the 2-foot-6 in Hunter Ring 2, I need you to check in with me now." Tally hoped the announcer interrupted the moment, but Ryan still noticed that Tally was avoiding making eye contact. "What's going on?" he asked. Tally recognized the overly upbeat tone Ryan used when he was trying to make someone feel better. I guess I just felt like everyone expected us to be champion again, said Tally, staring down at the polished toes of her boots, now speckled with sandy footing. 1 second, said Ryan. Lupe, you'll get Pip ready for the 3 foot? Thanks. Come walk over here with me, Tally. Tally followed Ryan, who double-checked that Cameron's girth was loose, before leading him over to a tree at the edge of the warm-up ring by the road. The sun had come out in full force now, so they stood in the shade. I wish you'd told me how you were feeling before that first trip, he said. So that I could have ridden it better? Tally asked. No, said Ryan with a kind laugh. So that you wouldn't have put this pressure on yourself. Listen, when you've got a horse like this one, you have to forget about what people say. How Cam is perfect and he's a total packer and all of that. All that's going to do is put pressure on you. But there's no need to add pressure. Like I said, winning is great, but preserving the fun is the top priority. Thanks, Tally said softly. It's really different having a horse that could do well every time we go in the ring. I guess it does feel like a lot of pressure. Listen, since Cam is a packer, he can show you the ropes. But that still doesn't mean you're a shoo-in to win every class or be champion every time. There are so many factors, Tal. He's a great horse, but he's not everyone's cup of tea. Judges can have a type or a way of going that they prefer, and Cam may or may not be it. You can have the trip of your life and get a low ribbon because you've got super high-quality horses in your ring with good riders who are nailing their trips. Or you can have an okay trip and win everything. It depends on the day, the judge, the other people, or the way the wind is blowing. There are too many factors to count. We are focused on improvement and consistency. And the only way to get more consistent is with miles. Each time you show, you gain more miles. Know what I mean? Tally nodded, smiling. There was definitely something really cool about gaining these miles in the sun at a gorgeous farm in Florida. I can tell the smiling in the ring is helping, Ryan added. Yeah, I was thinking about our first show together when I heard the announcer say our names. I couldn't stop smiling when I heard that. Well, there you go, said Ryan. Think of that. Think about how many people want you to ride their horses and that you get to show at a place like this. Tally nodded, taking it in. Proud of you, kiddo. Let's prioritize the fun for this week, huh? Ryan handed Tally Cam's reins. Hang out and watch, and you can get on for the hack after a few more horses jump. Your next job is to have fun in the undersaddle class.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.